Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
It's Memorial Day. It's Monday, May 29th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be hosting today. I have returned to the airwaves. And I'm here on Memorial Day because it's such an important day when we look at what our country's turned into and where we're going and what so many have fought and died for the future and the existence of this republic. But I wanted to talk about someone who fought in the Info War so incredibly strong. And that was Robert Welch for the John Birch Society, who was targeted by the ADL, the CIA, that was declassified 2 weeks ago, the national campaign of infiltration, of lies, of lawsuits, of harassment, and just criminal activity, truly authoritarian, totalitarian activity. I'm going to air excerpts of an hour-long speech he gave in 1958 here today, but here's just a few minutes of it.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. Now, here are the aims for the United States. One, greatly expanded government spending for every conceivable means of getting rid of ever larger sums of American money as wastefully as possible. Two, higher and then much higher taxes. Three, an increasingly unbalanced budget, despite the higher taxes. Four, wild inflation of our currency. Five, government controls of prices, wages, and materials, supposedly to combat inflation. Six, greatly increased socialistic controls over every operation of our economy and every activity of our daily lives. This is to be accompanied, naturally and automatically, by a correspondingly huge increase in the size of our bureaucracy and in both the cost and reach of our domestic government. Seven, far more centralization of power in Washington and the practical...
All right, we're gonna come back and air large excerpts of this speech today. I've done this several times in the last 28 years, 29 years on air, but it's been a few years since I've played any of the speech, so we're going to air large excerpts of the speech. That's just an 8-minute clip they got off Twitter. I need to actually send Ben, one of our great writers, the full speech so he can post it under the live show feed today, because we need to memorialize not just those that fought and died for this country, but those that have been demonized and attacked and imprisoned and sabotaged over it. Just last week, absolutely incredible news broke. In fact, I'm going to pull the articles back up and cover it again today. But the ADL from the National Archives bragging how in the 1950s they started infiltrating the FBI, police departments, working with the globalists, and would actually sabotage organizations and groups carrying out criminal activity, breaking into police stations, stealing files. The list goes on and on. And now they've been tasked with writing the new regulations outside of law to arrest everyone who, quote, is anti-Semitic or who is engaged in hate speech. And remember, just a few months ago at the WEF, the deputy head of the EU looks to the members of the U.S. Congress that were there visiting and said, we've banned free speech here, and you're about to ban it in America. And the members of Congress sit there and nod their heads. So I want to explain what's really going on here when we come back. Of course, Brian Stelter was also up there with them. I mean, these people are just incredible. This is very, very simple. First, they took our rights fighting the Reds, but the globals were running the Reds. The John Birch Society discovered that. And then they moved on with 9/11 after the Cold War was the pretext of power grab. and then that was the pretext to take our rights. And now they're just going directly to anybody that doesn't want total tyranny is a white supremacist terrorist, and if the ADL says you're bad, you're going to prison. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got it.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, we are living in an amazing time. The Great Awakening this year, that is the answer to the Great Reset and the New World Order. That said, the globalists are not going to give up. They're preparing new pandemics and new lockdowns. I told you this years ago, but now they're openly announcing it. So, yes, humanity's waking up and getting on a war footing, but we got incoming right now. It is Memorial Day, May 29th, 2023, on this Monday live transmission. Very honored and blessed to be here with you. I want to thank you so much for joining us today. I'm still on the road, but I am hosting the show today for the next few days until I get back in Austin. Owen Schroyer and some of the other guest hosts will be riding a shotgun with me as well. Let me just kind of sit back and say something here that's really important before I hit all the big news. And it's huge. A couple of weeks ago, I was on TV on the program of Steve Bannon. And he asked me, are we winning? And I said, well, all I can use is a gauge of what I see out in the public. I'm a well-known person. The average person is not well-known, so they don't really get to have that experience of what the feedback is. And I've heard talked about this 100 times. The listeners don't need me to repeat it, but basically I talked about the fact that I've got 95% love over the years, but still, you know, I would get 5% hate. And when you're walking down the street, that's still quite a bit. So for every 90 people, 95 people I shook their hands, I would run into 4 or 5 said, you're a Russian agent, I hope you die, or something like that. And people drunk coffee on me, tea on me, slap me in the back of the head. A lot of it has been caught on video. People know what happens to prominent populists in America, firsters and conservatives. And then I talked about how it's been like 8-9 months since that's happened one time. By the way, it did happen finally last week. The guy came over and said, how dare you show your face in public? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. And I started laughing at him and brought up, well, Madeleine Albright said that she killed 500,000 kids with sanctions and would do it again on 60 Minutes. Is that good? Is that good? Did I kill any kids? No. So get out of my face, start laughing at him. But all I get is love now. And I noticed they had a bunch of publications say, oh, look how crazy Jones is. No one loves him. Everybody hates him. That's like Tokyo Rose broadcasting the American sailors and Marines when we were right off the coast of Japan and had already bombed them in the Stone Age. Weeks before we dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, saying the Americans are defeated, America's on fire, no one cares about you, it's all over, you've lost the war. Remember Baghdad Bob in 2003? And you can see F-16s, F-18s, F-15s, literally 2 miles behind him, dropping 1,000-pound bombs and huge explosions, and U.S. troops had already taken over half of Baghdad. And Baghdad fell about 12 hours later. And they even made DVD comedy videos of Baghdad Bob saying, you've lost, Americans. It's all over. We've driven you. And then reporters would say, well, the Americans are just a few miles away. I mean, you can see their jets flying over and there's explosions. They go, no, no, no. We drove them out there. We drove them into the ocean. We drove them out of Kuwait. We've taken Kuwait. Remember all that? And it's the same thing. So what I'm going to do just for the left, because I realize how much they hate this, is I'm going to start taking film crews out into downtown Austin and the University of Texas, the most liberal places. And I'm going to, I mean, all I got to do at the hotel I'm at is just walk and sit there in the lobby for 2 minutes. And more than half the people that come through come over and are our listeners. I can't buy myself a drink. I can't buy myself dinner. On vacation with my family. And that's not about Alex Jones, how great I am. It is an indicator of how awake people have gotten and how they're pissed off at the system. And so the left wants you to feel alone and not know how popular populism is and America First is. So just for them, and I thought about how important this is, I'm going to go out and I'm going to do live feeds. I'm just going to edit it in people that like me, because it'll be very entertaining. The haters are even, you know, better to illustrate. I'm sure we'll get some of those. Yeah, a big crowd, you know, forms. There'll be some. But once that happens, I'll do an hour live feed, say on 6th Street. There'll be four or five people that hate me. There'll be a couple hundred that love me. And you watch, the mainstream media will cut out the haters and put that out. But that's okay. That's why they're dead. That's why they're politically obsolete, because everybody knows they play those type of games. So we'll put out the raw feed and live stream it, and then we'll watch the media go and deceive and say everybody hates me. But you'll be able to see the raw feed where it's 99% love. And so that's what I'm getting at here, is the love is way more intense than it's ever been. I mean, it's the same story over and over again. I went just last night to a restaurant, and half the restaurant came over and shook my hand and said, we appreciate you. We know you're right about the New World Order. What are we going to do? That's half the restaurant. He came to my table. And you see a few haters looking at you, but they, you know what now? They keep their mouth shut because they know they're wrong. They know they're going along with the establishment. They're screwing themselves and their family, and that's a big joke. Okay, you know things are viral when two separate big podcasters in the last 12 hours have sent me the same video. And I was intending to air this video today, and I'm going to air it because it's dead on, and I'm going to air it in its entirety. So I've been sent this last night and then literally 5 minutes ago, the number one podcaster in the world said, holy bleep, this video is insane. I said, yes, actually, we just planning to air that today. And what is the video? Joe sent me the Kim.com tweet. This is the most important video you will watch this year. Millions were killed with COVID-19 for profit. COVID-19 was an act of biological warfare precipitated on the human race. It was a financial heist. Nature was hijacked. Science was hijacked. This is from the recent international COVID summit at the EU, hosted by the European Parliament. So far, 766 million COVID infections have been recorded. And the breakdown here is absolutely critical, and we're going to be getting to that coming up here on the special Memorial Day broadcast. We're not just going to remember the troops that were killed fighting for this nation. We should now know the American people of the world, are the victims of a biological warfare attack. And we need to really get our minds wrapped around the fact that that's the fact. So Dr. David Martin did an excellent presentation. So that is coming up today. Already had that on my plate. You can find Dr. David Martin on Twitter at his site, Dr. David Martin World. Getting the world to pay attention and take action to call for secession of weaponized nature is essential. So we're going to be airing that. Also, because we want to memorialize those who've been in the info war as well, was play excerpts of a powerful 1958 speech by Robert Welch, founder of the John Birch Society, especially because it just came out that the CIA and the FBI working with the ADL criminally targeted the organization, who was 100% dead on. Everything they said has come true. People think Alex Jones is right. This group absolutely scared the hell out of the globalists because they were populist, they were pro-American, they were anti-communist, they were not racist, and that was the prototype the ADL went after, and they declassified it 2 weeks ago, that the ADL knew they were innocent, knew they were good, and set them up and infiltrated members in to then go to press conferences and say racist things so they could attribute it to the John Birch Society, which we know goes on. We know some probably law center, bare minimum, had people inside of the office, and they would run around saying N-word, 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 and people would say, we're going to fire you if you say that again, and they would quit. And then they were recording us, we now know. But they never got what they wanted because we don't run around doing that. We're not like the ADL. We don't give awards to Nazi collaborators like George Soros, who said the best of his life was working for Hitler. So we're going to break all this down. There's so much more today. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Thank you for joining us on this Memorial Day broadcast here with the Alex Jones Show. I want to be 100% clear. I'm not lessening the great sacrifice of the men and women who died in the service to this republic in the last 250 years by saying that on this Memorial Day, we need to also think about the millions, not just here but around the world, that were killed by Fauci and by Bill Gates with the bioweapon release. Those are civilians targeted by the globalists, the depopulation operation, and we need to let that sink in and understand that we are the modern warriors in the information war that are taking these globalists on, and they're losing the fight with people of humanity. The truth's coming out. That's why I was telling the story last segment about Alex Jones being a microcosm or a bellwether, a gauge, a sensor, so we can know where the public really stands. And having 99 to 1 positive interactions, hell, I'd have to say 200 to 1 positive interactions, 300 to 1. I mean, I probably shook 1,000 hands, 2,000 hands in the last 8-9 months, and I've had one person come up and confront me. One person. And before it was happening every couple of days. I went to the grocery store, it was going to happen. 2-3 years ago, go to the grocery store, shake 20 hands, somebody walks over, F you Russian agent, or F you KKK member. And you just laugh at them because they're such idiots. But it's just not really happening anymore. And the love is more intense. So I talked about with Steve Bannon being in a little Italian restaurant with my wife and with a musician, friend of ours. And almost everybody came over that was in the restaurant. And then when I went out, I ran to 3 different groups of people. And all 3 groups were listeners. Black lady, white couple, Hispanic couple, all listeners. Every group I saw going to the parking garage was a listener. And that really triggered a bunch of leftist publications saying, Jones is insane. People don't like him. Look, he's making it up. People like him. I mean, just think about that. They want you to think you're alone. They want you to think they're winning. They're not winning. Yeah, Alex Jones claims black, white, Hispanic, old, young. Shower him with praise in restaurants. Well, that's it. I realize how much they hate this. So I'm going to, you know what I could do? I could wear a hidden camera. I could wear a hidden camera and go into a restaurant. Ooh, that'd be even better. Undercover investigation. So here's what's going to happen for the left. You control freaks. They're all how you control culture and you're the cool ones and everybody loves you. I'm going to flood the zone with InfoWars love. How's that sound? But see, they already know that. Their psyop doesn't work on me. They want to make you ashamed of caring about your family or being a Christian or being against drag queen pedo time. But that doesn't work anymore as well. They don't have that power over you anymore, ladies and gentlemen. So now what are they doing? I can spend the whole show on this. I can play the clips all day long. We have like 7 different clips of the State Department saying we thank the ADL for helping develop this plan. Now we're going to start censoring websites themselves and taking them down if there's any type of hate. And the ADL defines that. And we're going to move to arrest people that are hateful. We're going to arrest you for your speech. So this is already done in Canada. It's done in the UK. It's done in Europe. And now that's coming here. And you know what? I will play some of those clips coming up. But think about this. What are they really doing here? Well, it started back in 1947, 1946. We went from Joe Stalin's the greatest guy and the communists are great. He's our big enemy and the Iron Curtain speech that Churchill gave and the rest of it. And so, rightfully so, the U.S. was concerned about Reds. But that whole apparatus to spy on people by the FBI was not used to go after the Reds. It was used to set up the control grid network and secret police in America that's grown into what it is today. And then they start using the 60s and the drug culture, and the drug war starts in the late 1970s, early 1980s. And we know the CIA was controlling the drugs and those systems there. And they used that to set up a larger control apparatus and spy on people and asset forfeiture seizure and build the totalitarian, authoritarian, paramilitary system of the state. And then we had the backdrop in the 70s and 80s of hijackings and Islamists that were real. A lot of them were real hijackings. Some were fake. That's even come out in Academy Award winning documentaries, about the attack on the Olympics in Germany back in the 70s. But the attack wasn't fake. They did a fake hijacking later, but that's a side issue. So they use the Islamic threat to take our rights. And then with 9/11, it surges forward, the Patriot Act, all of it, right as the Cold War is basically over. They need a new boogeyman for the trillions in funding and wars. And now they admit, okay, the entire anti-terror apparatus is really for white people. And white people are terrorists, and they're everywhere, and they're going to kill everybody. And we've got to censor them. We've got to surveil them. We've got to watch them. We've got to control them. And here's the ADL trotted out to then declassify 2 weeks ago. The U.S. Archives did. Hey, the ADL since the 1950s has been targeting groups like the John Birch Society and would infiltrate them and go to press conferences and pose as racist to blame them in a false flag. So 2 weeks ago, we covered it big here, a week and a half ago, there's the ADL publicly bragging, and they say, we did it before, we're doing it again. Well, believe me, I know you're doing it again. I've experienced it. And so they cold-bloodedly know it's about power. They cold-bloodedly know it's about control. They cold-bloodedly know that Trump wasn't a Russian agent. So here's what happened. First, it's the Reds. Then it's the Cold War and the Russians. Didn't mean that some of that stuff wasn't real, but it was used to set up systems here. Then it was the drug war. Then it was Islam and 9/11. And now it's just forget all that. It's all about the American people. We're all terrorists. And so they're just moving on from 7 years of saying we're all Russian agents with zero evidence. I mean, I watched House Armed Services Committee hearings 5 years ago where the congressman goes, give me one example of a Russian disinfo agent. Well, InfoWars and Alex Jones comes to mind. He's Russian disinfo. Really? Never been to Russia? Don't speak Russian? Know one Russian? Was an Army veteran and a patriot does like call screening for us. So I do know one Russian. One Russian, does work for us. It doesn't run anything, but I mean, I run everything. But the point is, I do know a Russian. So that's that. There's millions of them around the world. But zero connection to Russia, zero connection to any of this. And they just say Alex Jones is a Russian agent. Now, everybody knows that's a lie. The Durham report's out there. People knew it was a lie before. Trump's not a Russian agent. It's all pure crap. They had to resort to, well, out of his thousands and thousands and thousands of condos Trump owns, there's Trump Towers in every major city. So it's like, got to be like 10,000 condos? I don't know. You see them everywhere. Well, my goodness, ladies and gentlemen, did you know that maybe 50 or 60 of those are owned by Russians in New York and in Miami and places? And the FBI's raided all those places. And they come and they ask the neighbors, have you talked to the Russians? What are these Russians doing to live right here? That's all they've got is that some Russians bought condos from Trump, as if Russians can't go buy things. I mean, see, that's all they've got. So now that's all been disproven. So now they're moving on to, oh, you're really a Nazi, and we're going to surveil and control you. And we define Nazi as not liking open borders, questioning elections, not wanting to take 4 shots, or have lockdowns. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock, I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Elephant Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Bull Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price because it's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are back live on this Monday Memorial Day transmission. Before I start plowing into all this news and latest developments, again, I want to be very, very clear with people. The globalists are out in the open. They've been caught carrying out a forced depopulation operation. There is major opposition forming, not just in corporations, but in major governmental institutions. We've got more evidence of that coming up next hour. So the fight is on. The heat is on for the New World Order. The heat is on for us. We're not going quietly into the dark night. We're not rolling over. So the main battles are here now, and we've got to win this war. So that's the point I wanted to get to, is that there are so many different political ideologies and systems out there, and most of them are funded by the big banks to create confusion, and to create a Hegelian dialectic of problem reaction solution where they play different forces off against each other. We try to get people to politically, culturally, economically, spiritually pull up above the manipulations within the paradigm and have full spectrum analysis of how the entire operation works, and not what the globalists say they want for humanity, but what they actually are deploying against us. But more and more, they don't even deny the horrible things they want to do. They spin them as if they're a good thing, because now we've gone, again, out of the testing phase into the operational phase. So people say, well, which is it? Are we totally screwed, or are we, you know, doing a great job? Well, it's how that great novel begins, The Tale of Two Cities. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. And that's really where we're at in this crossroads in human development right now. I mean, there's so much here. Here's the best way to break this down. And I talked about this years ago. I talked about this months ago. I talked about this weeks ago. But finally, people are getting it. And I've seen a bunch of news articles out of prominent publications, even the Wall Street Journal of all places last week, saying the left woke system is a religion, and it's consciously a religion to replace Christianity to make the state God. And they're making it as obscene and bizarre as possible to test their adherence and make sure they'll do whatever they're told, and to move the Overton window into such insanity that we'll just be happy if they take us a million miles into tyranny and we can drag it back 500,000. But we're still 500,000 miles into tyranny. So, and obviously as listeners and as smart people before you ever heard me, you already know that. But when the Wall Street Journal gets it, and when I see understanding of how this is psychological warfare and people get that, once you're aware of the psychological warfare, you've got the 35,000-foot view. It's very, very hard to control you. In fact, the propaganda does the opposite. It pisses you off. It motivates you. It spurs you to stand up. So here's an example of this. And I describe this as kamikazes. You see Anheuser-Busch lose now $10 billion and lose. Now it's 35% of their market. And they predict in 6 months it'll be 60% of their market. They destroyed the number one beer company in the world. They had to spend tens of billions of dollars in advertising to get to that point. They had to be a 100-plus-year-old company, gone, just gone, like that. Because the majority of people don't want to teach pedophilia to children. The majority of people don't want some weird fat dude in a clown outfit with a kid on their lap saying, "I like Bud Light." I mean, you're like, what freak show is this? Okay. You got to understand, if you read the emails that major psychological department heads were sending Hillary in the WikiLeaks the year before the 2016 election, they say, we've lost the public. All we've got now is social warfare. And she emails back and says, well, let's meet this week on what we do. And it's race war. It's culture war. It's all this. They know sending fat dudes dressed like clowns saying it's a woman into children's schools who are convicted pedophiles in many cases, it's just going to make everybody go crazy. They know putting men in women's sports and letting them just beat the living snot out of them is going to piss everybody off. That's the goal, folks, is to make all these crazy sides clash together, okay? Because the left's the crazy ones, but they make us get crazy, and so that's the dialectic. It doesn't mean we don't oppose all this stuff. We oppose it from seeing what it is and calling it out to both sides. Okay. Now, here's an example. So they lose. Now it's $10 billion and 30% or whatever it is, the market cap. And then suddenly all these other big companies, cosmetic companies, other beer companies, clothing companies, Nike, they all pile on and they say, we're getting involved in this. They already were planning it. It's their new culture. It's their religion. It's about depopulation and its root. We got with Schroer in here in a minute to comment on this. And so now Target's lost $9 billion in the last week. They lost massive amounts of their stock because they were putting an entire front cap up at the front of the store, and it was for children. It was children's bathing suits and all this tuck-friendly stuff and all this stuff. And it was Satanism. And they pulled it because there was a backlash and people got mad about it. They didn't pull it because there were threats at Target. The one video they showed that was terrorism was a guy 2 years ago who's a leftist prankster posing as a Trump supporter on Pride Day smashing a cardboard sign in Target. They all knew it was fake. They all knew it was staged. They still ran with it nationally. AP ran with it. All the rest of it. But here's what I'm getting at. They're kamikazes. And so when they see one company lose $10 million, they go, well, let me do worse than that. Let me lose that much or more. Because they figure once they all do it, they're going to overwhelm us and we won't have a choice and they're just going to make us give up. But if we're aware of it and never give up and realize they're the ones that are losing, we win, they don't win. You understand that? So that's what this is all about. We're going to skip this network break. Come on, so we have more time with Ellen. So that's where we are in all of this. And an example of 35,000 foot view is realizing how it's even in their white papers 30, 40 years ago, they were going to do this. And the transgenderism was created by MI6, the Tavistock Institute, and just all of this to do what they're now doing to society. We've got coming up the UN Director of Sustainability. Look this guy up. Major top UN official. Goes public and talks to some of the big German lawyers that are suing the EU right now over the poison shots and says basically it's a cult of pedophiles. To get entrance into the cult, you've got to have sex with children. This is a consortium of evil people, and I've been around them. That's coming up. And, of course, the Epstein list is out, and it's all the top Democrats. I mean, it's what we know, ladies and gentlemen. And this is from last Christmas, last year, but it needs to be seen today because I never heard it. So that's going to be coming up as well. So when you see all this and it doesn't make sense, you have to understand – with the central banks and the global credit score they're bringing out, the credit score starts with the big corporations. And so when they follow the globalist orders and follow the script to sexualize children, to promote the breakup of the family, to promote communism, to promote inflation, to promote all the things that make us weak, they then get unlimited money from the big banks, from BlackRock, from J.P. Morgan Chase, from Goldman Sachs, from the big brokerage firms. And that's all this is. And that's what the SEGs are. That's what the social credit scores are. Is the corporations are already on it. They're already pulling in one direction to establish their system. So, again, you see it and you think, this is discrediting them. This is destroying them. Well, that's why North Face and all these people are piling on to make it as obnoxious as possible. Having guys in clown suits saying, we're coming for your children. Your children belong to us. They're given the script to city councils in Australia, UK, the US, to come say, your children are ours, we're coming, we're going to get them. And they're given the script to say that, and they actually want your kids. A lot of them are convicted pedophiles, turns out. But the point is, they're told, this is our time, this is coming out, here's your script. So whether it's Australia or whether it's the US, they come to the dais and they say, I'm going to get your kids, I'm going to groom them, they belong to us, and your children have a right to have sex with adults. And by the way, we'll put your head...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Go out and say, we're taking all your rights and we're watching you and controlling you because you're a white supremacist. We define a white supremacist as anybody that questions open borders, force shots, lockdowns, wars, and they're always a censorship. They just say, we control. And then it's a Jewish organization that is coming out as the front group, but they released the documents 2 weeks ago. They really work for the CIA and FBI. To then do this, and then a lot of people are going to look at that and go, whoa, it's this group doing this to me. So it's the government and the whole corrupt bureaucracy and the mad scientists holding up this shield of the ADL and saying, okay, here's the Jews. They're going to take your speech away. I mean, think about the deception level and the manipulation and just how sick that is. I also said something that went viral over at Owen. I also said something that went viral a few weeks ago. I was just, you know, being honest with speculation. When I'm speculating, I say, I don't know, but it feels like this. And it's come out of the national front is a government-run organization. That's been confirmed. It's come out, the ADL documents came out a few weeks ago, that they infiltrated right-wing groups and tried to make them racist. And when they couldn't, they would just say racist stuff in their name, a false flag. And then the ADL released this. They're proud of this. And that's criminal behavior, in my view. The Southern Poverty Law Center does it too. And I said, it felt like when Ye showed up here, because I told him, I don't want to get into a bunch of Jew bashing. And I said, I think it would really be good if you reached out and said we should unify all around basic ideas of freedom and everything. And in the First Amendment, they're like, yeah. We want to clear that up. Yeah, we want to actually do that. And then he's like, I only want to come on 1 minute before we go live. I want to show up and right to start your show. And I went, okay, they got some big trick they want to do. It's some kind of deal. Whether they work for the feds or not, I'm not even saying that's the case. I mean, I can tell, oh, you want to come on right when I go live? I said, 1 minute before we go live, he shows up wearing a mask. And I said, oh, okay, will you take it off later? Yeah, maybe. But what are we going to talk about? And then the whole thing is, I love Hitler, the Jews are bad, and all this stuff. So I simply said, this feels like a setup. Like, people think the dinner with Trump was a setup. I'm not even saying that. I don't think they talked about loving Hitler at the dinner with Trump. And Trump didn't know it was coming to dinner. He thought it was Kanye West. Ye West. So I'm not saying Ye West is a fed. Maybe he's the greatest troll ever. I believe in his First Amendment rights. But the point is, when you look at this dialectic, I'm not saying Nick Fuentes. I love how his supporters ran around and said, they say Nick's a fed. I said, I don't know this, and I'm not even saying this is the case. I'm saying, is Ye being blackmailed with his tax issues and the rest of it, where he suddenly comes out and quadruples down and does this? And I'm simply saying, if there's a long history of the ADL, other groups, getting people to behave like this and act like this and do these type of things, then, I mean, you go out to a Nazi rally, American Nazi Party rally. I've covered them. They're very rare, but they've had them in Austin. I mean, you look at it, and it's a bunch of art students, gay dudes, and Jewish guys. And I mean, you can see, I mean, it looks like Larry David in the Nazi outfit. And you know, you look at me, I look Welsh. Okay. You go to the Welsh areas of England, people look like me. I got the Welsh genetics from my dad. And these guys look like Larry David. They're just wearing Nazi outfits. It's real funny. And now the ADL admits they're doing this. Well, I mean, here comes Ye West, this whole thing. I'm like, is this the setup? I'm allowed to say that. Because I don't think it's brave and cool to say I love Hitler. I don't agree with that. And I'm like, well, my grandfathers were in World War II. They saw what Hitler did. Oh, yeah, right, your grandfathers, you know, they were brainwashed. No, they weren't brainwashed. They were badasses. And so I'm not going to be baited by the ADL to sit there and play into their game and attack Jews. But I'm going to tell Jews something right now. You're not stupid. Your number one enemy is the people that bought the ADL. And they're playing you like a fiddle in Hegelian dialectic, and you're in grave danger. Okay? And the bottom line is, you don't want the ADL speaking out for you. Just like these gay groups. If two women love each other, I'm not attacking them. If two men love each other, I'm not attacking them. I've always been like that. And you see these gays against groomers coming out. They're like, whoa, dude, we don't want to be associated with pedophilia. And instead of it being LGBTQ P, it's LGBTQ P plus S for Satanism. I mean, is that what you really, because they're just getting you to do whatever they want by, oh, you're for two men, you'll get married. Okay, well, now you're for Satanism and drag queen pedophile time. And so we need Jews, and it's been happening, to come out and say this is wrong. I mean, come on. The ADL says Donald Trump's a white supremacist. I mean, the ADL says Elon Musk is basically a white supremacist. Who buys any of this crap? Who buys any of this crap? They say I'm a white supremacist. Who really buys that? That is absolute crap. I'm as big a white supremacist as I am a Russian agent. And the answer is zero on both issues. But I'm proud of my heritage, and I will not be told I'm bad because of what color I am, and I'll stand up for myself. Well, that's what they call white supremacists, because you're supposed to be a bad person because of what color you are, if you're white, and then have the ADL tell you what hoops you jump through to prove you're good to them while they're taking orders from the Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller foundations on record. And again, they declassified it 2 weeks ago. They're proud of it, that since the 50s, they've been spying on the American people and setting up the fake racist movement to brand the Republican Party as bad. I remember articles the ADL wrote, the Southern Poverty Law Center, 10, 50 years ago. Jones is racist. Bilderberg doesn't exist. When he goes and covers it, he's talking about Jews. So I'm like, I don't want to be forced to take shots. Why are you anti-Semitic? I don't want open borders and crime. Why are you anti-Semitic? I don't want fentanyl coming across. Why are you anti-Semitic? I don't want global government. I don't want to lose my free speech. I don't want to be surveilled. Why are you anti-Semitic? I said, I want a cup of coffee. Why are you anti-Semitic? I wipe my ass while I take a dump. Why are you anti-Semitic? It's just like, why Andy Smith? Why Andy Smith? Why Andy Smith? Why? And are people smart enough to understand that ADL is not protecting kids who are great people on average and hardworking and diverse, okay? They're not helping you every time there's an unpopular government agenda jumping up. They're like, we need to keep this agenda. They're going to kill the Jews. They're going to kill it. And weak-minded people go, my God, what the hell's going on? I'm bad because I'm white, and I'm getting beat on and attacked racially, and then I stand up and say it's wrong to defund the police, and I'm anti-Jewish. And people who were never anti-Jewish, never really thought about Jews, they're going like, what's going on? Well, Kanye, yeah, he says Hitler's good. I mean, Jews, you're freaking brave. Stay pumped. I asked someone to be on the show today. He's been sitting there patiently while I've been ranting and raving. But I don't want to cut Owen short. But just give us a you're going to. I'm going to be hosting the next hour with you, Owen. I'm going to be here. I got so much to hit, so many legendary clips that nobody even knows about that are so powerful. But we're totally vindicated. Humanity's waking up and winning, but the enemy's striking back. And I read the legislation, and then through the State Department, I'm legislation announcing we're going to shut your websites down, we're going to arrest people, and the ADL runs it, and the head of the ADL, you know, is up there on TV and being thanked by the State Department. I mean, this is so criminal. This is so crazy. And can't people see the setup is coming? Massive false flags to be blamed on populists. That's the only way this dog hunts, Owen.
Well, Alex, you really had a lot in your hour of broadcasting here to respond to. But I think that on all the fronts, we can tell that this is the pivotal moment. It's the pivotal moment in the culture wars. It's the pivotal moment in the political phenomenons that we see going on, the battle between sovereign nation states and a global government, maybe best represented in what the World Health Organization is doing right now to end nation state sovereignty. And then with the culture wars, it's who is in charge of your children? Do the parents get to raise their children? Or are they going to be raised by the state? Are they going to be raised by these big corporations? And if you don't want that, are you going to be called a bigot or an anti-Semite or all these other attacks on you? So, I mean, on all the different fronts, I think the reason why there's all this polarization and this hyped up energy is because we realize it's like, it's kind of a make or break moment right now, Alex. It's kind of a make or break moment because I think generally speaking, the next phase of humanity is upon us. New technology, AI, new energy sources. I mean, even just the way the world looks, geopolitics, it's all going to change in the coming decade. The globalists know this. And so we're looking at all these different major pivots right now and we're deciding, okay, do you get to have a nation state? Can a nation state survive on its own? Can you have a family? Can a family unit survive on its own? Do you have a birthright of self-government and independence? And so on all these different fronts, I think that's why everything's so hyper-polarized. That's why everything's so hyper-energized. And that's why right now there's a full-on blitz from the globalists to get their winning moment right now in the culture wars and in the political wars.
I totally agree. There's a big article on Infowars.com where a high-level government official Fiona Hill came out. She hates my guts and said the New World Order is losing and the world's all turning against us. Well, that's right, scumbags. Humanity's winning. We'll be right back with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.